Hi, this is Dr. Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you want to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent programs, you can go to our program page at myfaithradio.com.
It's both in word and deed, and I think typically people end up in one of two camps. Oh, it's all word, 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 or it's, no, it's all deed, deed, deed. And obviously we live out the gospel in real tangible ways because of the word. But as we live out the gospel in very tangible ways, we point others back to the word. So I think there's a both and there that we often get caught in one camp or the other, and it's got to be both.
Hmm. Now, let me ask you this from a Christian perspective. How do you react when somebody says to you, Jesus is all I need?
Yes. So I do say something in the book Life and Community that is somewhat provocative. I say that Jesus is not all you need. And let me clarify this and say, for salvation, to go from death, spiritual death, to spiritual life, Jesus is all you need, period. And he alone, not good deeds, not the fact that your grandparents had a relationship with Christ. There's none of those things matter. Jesus alone is all we need for salvation. But we often think of, well, you know, my relationship with Christ is just private. Well, you can't choose Jesus and not choose his church. He calls us to it. He demands it. The New Testament is not only a stated idea throughout, but it's an understood just by reading the epistles. These were letters written to a church, and they would take these letters, open them up, read them, and then talk together on how do we apply these things that Paul has written to us. And so, no, we even early in Scripture, God himself says it's not good for a man to be alone. And then you see that carry throughout the Scriptures, and you see David end up in isolation. And as he's in isolation, he lands in sin. And so it takes his best friend calling him out on that to bring him to repentance. We need one another desperately. We cannot live the Christian life isolated, or it only leads to places of hurt and pain. And doesn't mean that if we're in community, there won't be hurt and pain. There absolutely will be. But there's others that walk us through it and redirect and point us back to the truth of the gospel.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com. Just look for Dr. Bill Meyer Live.